Our guest in the cafe this morning is Rick Miller, Executive Director of the Center for Applied Leadership. Good morning.
Good morning.
Been a while since you've been in here.
It has been.
You've had some adventures?
I have had some adventures, some great adventures.
Well, you've had some major challenges that you've had to overcome physically, right?
Hey, you know what? I keep telling myself, pain is just another way of letting you know you're alive.
That's right. Well, that's the best way to look at it. But Rick has been a faithful guest on the Blacklands Cafe, but it has been a while since we've talked, so welcome back.
Yes.
We're going to talk about leadership, which is what you're involved in on a day-to-day basis. And Rick has, of course, like everybody else, a Facebook page, and saw an article that you posted recently called Habit Creep.
Habit Creep.
It's paying attention more to the little improvements you can make on a day-to-day basis as opposed to getting too overwhelmed by trying to make big, big changes.
Right. Little changes yield big results. And it comes from James Clear. He's got an ebook that you can download, and it'll be on the KETR resource page.
Okay.
He's got an ebook that you can download all about that. But this is based on an article that said the proven, reasonable, and totally unsexy way to become more successful. And at first, when I saw habit creep, I thought of all the creepy habits that, you know, some people might have. And that's not what it's about. But it's about making those small little changes. And if you'll think about in your life, how you do things, you know, we set out, you know, I want to make this big goal. I want to make this big advance. I want to make, you know, 6-figure plus this year. You know, I want to get this degree. Well, there's steps that you got to do before you get there. Mm-hmm. And so if you focus on some of those small things and you bring that down to everyday level type things, then you'll begin to accomplish those things. It's kind of like John Maxwell's Rule of Five. And what John Maxwell says is, you ought to be doing 5 things every day. And first time I heard him say that, I just went, oh, what are the 5 magic things? Mm-hmm. And then he really disappointed me by saying, and you got to come up with them. All right? So, like, for me, I read and research every day. That's one of my things. And then I write every day. I develop content every single day. And then I rehab every day. Mm. I mean, it's not only a part of my adventure, but it's, you know, I use Tom Rath's book, Eat, Rest, Move. That's what it is. Yeah. And so when you do those things, then it makes it easier to do the other things. And so when you want to create a habit, look at those things that you really, really want to do. And then how can you best do it? A negative point of view on that is for those that everybody's probably done it except you, weight loss, all right? I see you out there moving every day. We have a thing called carb creep, and it's a good example of how creep comes into our lives. You know, those people that have lost weight, you know, get it, I'm going to keep it off. And then, well, you know, there's that donut at staff meeting, and oh, that lasagna at Luigi's looks good. And next thing you know, you're going to Aunt Martha's for Thanksgiving, and you can't tell her no. And so what happens is you creep by putting those carbs back in your diet. Well, if you just flip that around and you start reducing the creep, and you start working on the little things that get you to where you want to be. So
little by little, you get where you want to be, but not by making the big leaps, which are bound to disappoint people, bound to discourage people.
Well, it's like, you know, and we talked about my adventure. Rehabbing from all these surgeries has been really interesting. And when I got out, you know, well, hey, Hulsey is going to get me. I'm going to run a 5K again. You know? Well, no, that wasn't on his agenda, and I physically wasn't capable of it. And so it's one of those things where today we're going to learn how to walk a straight line. We're going to learn how to walk for 3 minutes without getting winded. We're going to learn to climb stairs. And so when you take those little goals in a progressive, intentional sense, then you can get to the big ones. So
And the small habits start to build, and you start to gain from those, and then you get to where ultimately you wanted to be in the first
exactly.
place.
And it doesn't take that long. You know, studies show that anywhere between 21 and 30 days, you can develop a new habit.
Rick, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Rick Miller with the Center for Applied Leadership. And you're starting a day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.